We're talking about murder victims, potentially terrorist victims, having their phones hacked into. It is absolutely disgusting at what has taken place, and I think everyone in this House, and indeed this country, will be revolted by what they've heard and what they've seen on their television screens.
British Prime Minister David Cameron in an emergency session of Parliament today calling for an inquiry into a widening phone hacking scandal in which the British tabloid News of the World deleted messages on the cell phone of a 13-year-old girl who was kidnapped and murdered in 2002, interfering with that investigation. And now the paper may have hacked the cell phones of two more missing girls, as well as the phones of relatives of 52 victims killed in the 2005 terrorist attacks in London. News of the World is owned by Rupert Murdoch. There are calls for the editor at the time, Rebecca Brooks, to be fired. Today, Murdoch announced she will keep working for him. The BBC's political correspondent Rob Watson joins us. And Rob, this gets weirder and weirder. We're now hearing that Hugh Grant is going to be called to be a witness and speak to police about this.
Yes, Hugh Grant, the famous actor, has been a victim of phone hacking. Interestingly, he's also become something of a campaigner against some of the tactics of tabloid journalists.
Well, and you remind us that this is somewhat common in Britain. The paper actually hired a private investigator who worked with reporters, and they'd already served jail time for hacking into the phones of royals. But this is different. He not only hacked into the phones, he deleted messages that were on the phone?
Yes, well, I think what's made this really the front and center story is the sense that tabloid newspapers have crossed some kind of a red line, because I think everybody tipped a bit of a wink at the idea that the newspapers were hacking into the mobile phones or other phones of celebrities when getting a bit of tittle-tattle. But I think this has felt to be something quite different, that you've got allegations of phone hacking into the relatives of those killed in the 7/7 attacks, and the case you mentioned where specifically, I guess, that the allegation is that somebody hacked into the phone of this girl and deleted some of the messages, giving her parents and others the idea that maybe she was still alive when in fact she was already dead. She was already been murdered.
Well, so where is this expected to go? As we said, there are now questions about whether or not other girls' phones were hacked. And all this while, you know, Rupert Murdoch is looking to acquire more media outlets in Britain. What is the sense of what's going to happen here?
Well, as you suggested, it's a many-layered story, and you might have added something else in there which is incredibly serious, and that is the allegation that the police took payments from the News of the World for help in covering some of their stories. But let's try and split this down a bit. What is the future of Britain's tabloid press? Are they somehow going to be muzzled by this? To that, I would say, well, we've heard all this before, and they normally tend to emerge fairly unscathed the other side. That said, the News of the World is getting a lot of heat. Advertisers are talking about withdrawing their adverts from the paper. So the tabloids, I suspect they'll probably survive in the longer term. Then there's also the issue of a police investigation. There is a police investigation going on as to whether actual crimes have been committed by people at the newspaper involved. Then there's the political issue, because David Cameron is rather friendly with some of the executives who are at the centre of this storm, and indeed he'd employed one of them as his director of communications. Now that person has resigned, but that's raised all sorts of issues about David Cameron's judgment. So there's all that stuff out there, and I suspect it will end with some resignations, possibly with some prosecutions, with reputations damaged. But Britain's tabloid press, all friendly and cuddly? I suspect not.
Meanwhile, what's the family of the missing girl saying? Here, you know, they had this hope that she might be alive because these messages were being deleted from her cell phone. What are the relatives of some of these victims of this hacking saying?
Well, as you can imagine, they're absolutely outraged. What has got everyone talking about this? It's just this sense of a red line being crossed, and the sense of horror that newspapers would stoop to the level of actually trying to hack into the voice messages of grieving people, or indeed, in some cases, of victims themselves.
The BBC's political correspondent, Rob Watson. Rob, thank you.
Thank you.